The thing about a certain type of comedy is it's got to be played fast, and that means you have to learn the words. And that means a lot of actors don't really want to learn the words, particularly if they've got a five-day turnover in a series, you know what I mean? To learn those kind of words is a real commitment of time.
Do you have a trick?
Yes, there's certain tricks. The first thing to do is to start doing it as fast as you can, and then you see where the connections are go. Oh, I always forget at that point. So then you concentrate on the last phrase of the line before and see what mental associations that got, and then try and associate that with what's coming up. Or if you're doing the cheese shop sketch.
Now, my good man, some cheese, please.
Yes, certainly, sir. What would you like?
Where the guy goes into the cheese shop and asks for various cheeses, and the guy doesn't have a single cheese in the shop.
How about a little Red Leicester?
I'm afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
Never at the end of the week, sir. Always get it fresh first thing on Monday.
Tish, tish.
And has lots of excuses, like we never have it on Tuesday or there's never, no call for it.
Red Windsor?
I normally say yes, but today the van broke down.
Ah.
If you have all those kind of excuses, I had the problem because I had the list of cheeses.
Liptauer?
No.
Lancashire?
No.
White Stilton?
No.
Danish Blue?
No.
Double Gloucester?
No.
So I eventually wrote the cheeses in a sort of geographical order so that in my head I went round the map of Europe.
Port-Salut, Savoy, Saint-Paul, Carré de l'Est, Gorsin, Brest-Bleu.
You see what I mean, going into England to begin with, then coming back through France and Italy. And then but by following the map, I was able to think of all the cheeses in the right order.
So you had completely wrapped Monty Python's Flying Circus in the UK before it came to the United States.
Yes,
is that right?
That's right. Well, you see, after three series, there were a couple of things going on. One was, and the truth is, I was very bored with arguing with Terry. But also, my writing partner had become an alcoholic. He wasn't in the first series.
It's Graham Chapman.
Graham Chapman, he was. And it's hard to write with an alcoholic because they can't remember in the afternoon what you wrote in the morning. So I was finding that was a difficulty, and arguing with Terry all the time. And I just thought to myself, I don't want to do this anymore. And I also very much wanted to work with my wife, Connie Booth. And we came up when we did with 40 Towers. You see, I didn't do a Python after 73, I think it was. And then by 75, I was doing 40. I say at the end of 74, I was doing 40 Towers. So I was very keen to move on. And then it wasn't until dear Ron de Villiers started putting Monty Python out here in Dallas on KERA that it was known at all in America. People didn't know it at all, except a few musicians knew the records.
Why do you think Americans embraced it so completely?
Well, I always think of all the people who said it got me through college. All the people who loved that kind of humor, because it's more graduate humor. It's also kids get it immediately. But there's an awful lot of people who, I mean, even when I'm doing a show and, you know, I show a clip and I'm in from the light from the screen, I can see the front three rows. And there's always somebody sitting there with his arms folded, almost always a man like this, you know, trying to understand it.